It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoy.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
All right, ready or not, here we come. It is Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. Very special guest in the studio. Actually, we have two very special guests today. We've got Debbie Pennington to start the show, President and CEO of River Cities United Way here in Lake Havasu City.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent.
And folks, we are going to get, Larry kind of mentioned it, but you have a big ticket giveaway today.
I do. Two tickets for Friday and two tickets for Saturday to our luau next Friday and Saturday.
That's like $100 each.
They are.
Nice. And that's at the Nautical. We'll be talking about that this half hour, and then we'll have Sherry Ashford in from Havasu Stitchers. And it's not a comedy club, believe it or not. Right? To keep you in stitches. No, it's about a quilt show that's coming up. Yeah, they have a huge quilt show. So
my grandma used to make quilts.
Really?
And she actually was featured in the paper in Denver, Colorado for her quilts.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I got a quilt. The most interesting gift ever for my 18th birthday was a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
A queen-size quilt. And it was really cool. I wish I still had it.
You know, the Havasu Stitchers made us a bunch of quilts for our fire heat boxes that we created with Lake Havasu City Firefighter Charities.
Oh, well, look at you.
They sit on that board. And,
yeah.
And one was an American flag, and it was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk all about Havasu Stitchers after River Cities United Way, right?
Right.
So, all right, I have to get to this update on the commercial fire yesterday here on McCulloch. I don't know if you heard, but Black Bear Diner had a fire in the kitchen. Yeah. The official cause, we waited for the official cause, got it at 8 o'clock this morning, and the employees discovered a grease fire in the kitchen and tried to put it out with a fire extinguisher, but did not succeed. The employees were able to evacuate the diner without incident. There were four engine companies. They had McCulloch kind of blocked off there at Riviera. I got it right. And fire, they gained control of in about 15 minutes. There's no word, and there's no word on the Facebook page for Black Bear Diner on the damage or when they're going to be reopened. But it doesn't sound like it's as major as the one in Bullhead City.
Yeah.
That one burned to the ground.
Oh, wow.
And they had to rebuild from the ground up. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be that drastic. So anyway, there's your update on the Black Bear Diner fire. Tonight on the sports station, the Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. That's at 7 p.m. The tip-off. That is in Phoenix. And, of course, that's on 980 AM, 94.3 and 100.5 FM. On Thursday, we'll have Thursday Night Football, Jets at Colts. So no Suns on Thursday, but we'll have Thursday Night Football at 5 p.m. And then the big game, this is Friday at Lee Barnes Stadium, Havasu Fighting Knights taking on the Coconino Panthers.
Wow.
And they're like, Coconino was number 5 before this past week, but they lost to Bradshaw Mountain. Havasu's now on a 5-game win streak.
Nice.
And they were ranked 11 or 12. So this is
This
is in the field of 16 for the state playoffs. So Havasu was at number 12. They probably rose to about 9 or 10, and I would imagine that Coconino's probably just ahead or just behind them. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's probably
going to be a good game.
It's probably going to determine home field in the playoffs. That's what's going to happen if they make the playoffs at all. So, yeah, Havasu is on a roll right now. So, anyway, that game at 7 p.m., that'll be with Steve Greeley and I hope Bill Beckman. And that's, again, Friday night at 7 on 980 a.m. and streaming at KNTRSports.com. So you can listen online. It's actually pretty cool. A lot
that's
of local
awesome.
There's like 13 local sponsors. And, a lot of community support this year for our Fighting Knights. All right, so Debbie, we want to talk about this Aloha, the Luau Experience presented by Unisource Energy Services.
Yeah, so that's our title sponsor. River Scene Magazine is also another one of our title sponsors. Without all of our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to put this event on. But again, it's Havasu coming together like we always do, just like for the games and the events. It's so cool.
Right, right. So the tickets, there's two different types of tickets to buy.
Yep. So there's the general admission and there is the VIP. So the VIP experience obviously comes with a little bit more. You're getting photos with the actual dancers. You're getting to eat first. You're getting VIP parking. You are getting VIP seating. You're up in the pool area at the Nautical for the event to watch everything and overseeing everything. So there's lots of really good perks for the VIPs.
So what's for supper?
A traditional Hawaiian dinner. So that has the whole spread of the kalua pig, mm-hmm. the mahi-mahi, and the hula-hula chicken.
Huli-huli.
Huli-huli.
Nice. You should have moco loco, right?
Right.
That's my favorite. It's the only Hawaiian food I know. Is it loco moco or moco loco? I don't ever remember, but you know what it is, right?
No, I don't.
It's eggs with a certain gravy over rice.
Oh.
It's very, very good. And they're usually...
they do a lot with Spam, too.
Over easy. So, yeah, no, I don't do it with Spam.
No, I'm just saying they do. They traditional, they cook a lot with Spam. They have a lot of foods with Spam in it, so.
Oh, nice, nice. But Huli Huli chicken sounds good, and Mahi Mahi I just had last night.
See?
I can't say from where, though. So I had Mahi Mahi last night. I love Mahi, by the way. The sticky white rice, ambrosia salad, macaroni salad, and Hupia, or Haupia, I don't know how to say it. Haupia?
Yeah.
For dessert.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll say it like that. There you go. So where's the Polynesian entertainment coming from?
Las Vegas.
I hear it's very authentic.
They are probably one of the most traditional luau dance groups performers.
Performer presentation.
Yeah.
Sure.
That come from Las Vegas, and we used them the prior year when we had our first luau, and they were amazing. And this year, we're two nights, and we are upping the game with that. So there's going to be more fire dancing, lots more fire dancing.
What?
Yeah, so we got a knife fire dancer, and we got some girl fire dancers, so it's going to be really, really, really cool.
Do you have to get a special permit for that?
We do have to have extra insurance for it.
Oh, I bet you do. I bet you do, but yeah, female fire dancers, by the way.
Yes, female fire dancers.
So we can't stereotype.
On top of the male.
I see.
We have both males and female fire dancers.
Wow, mm-hmm. So yeah, and a male fire knife dancer.
Yes.
So double the danger, double the fun right there.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And again, that's at the Nautical Beachfront Resort, and $200 VIP, $100 general admission. How are ticket sales going?
They're going really good. They're going really fast. Usually towards the last 2 weeks is where they start, like, really flying out the door.
Everybody waits.
Yeah. We've sold quite a bit of them already, so we're getting close to selling out for our Friday night. Saturday night still has some availability. And then today we have those two free giveaway tickets for Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, you know it. And we're going to give them away during the break so we can get your name. And you'll be giving them away at the River Cities United Way office, right?
Yep, you'll just pick them up at our office. It's probably the most easiest and convenient way for all of you.
And let people know where that is in case they're new to Havasu.
So we are located right on Lake Havasu Avenue in Fire Station Number 5. It's 145 North Lake Havasu Avenue.
Super simple to find.
Super simple, right next to the Sundance. So
like
CVS.
A block away from McCulloch, right?
Yeah, so CVS on Mesquite right there, and then behind it is Dunkin' Donuts. Behind that is the Sundance gas station,
right.
And then it's the fire station right there.
Perfect. Let's talk about your sponsors. I know you have a lot of sponsors.
We got a lot of sponsors this year. So College Street Brew House came through, Mission State Bank, Horizon Community Bank, always a huge supporter of River Cities United Way. Mile Markers is another big one. We have Havasu Pest Control, Innovative Health and Wellness, Lynn's Little China, of course, Unisource, one of our biggest sponsors. And our second biggest sponsor is, of course, Anderson Toyota, good old Scott Taylor. And the Andersons, they're really good at supporting and coming out. And they're actually going to be at the event this time around. So
I just
that's
went
a really cool thing.
I just went to HavasuLuau.com.
Yeah.
And this little bot pops up and it says, "Hi, I'm Debbie. Can I help you?"
Yes.
But unfortunately, you're here. So, yeah, that's pretty funny.
I do both.
Can you buy tickets online?
You can buy tickets online.
Or
you can just call us at the office and we can do it right then and there. So it's super simple. Just call the main number, the 855-6333. Of course, 928, because now you have to dial the area code, right?
Yep, absolutely. Since last Sunday, I believe it is. Yeah, it's 855-6333, area code 928, and then push extension 4.
Yep. And that gets you.
That's why I go to websites.
That gets you right to Carol in the finance office, and she can help you out with however many tickets you want.
Right, right. So scroll down about three quarters of the way, and you'll see for Friday night and Saturday night, you can order the VIP experience or order the general admission.
Yeah, and one thing with the site when you go online is it'll ask you to enter one ticket, and then if you're because a lot of there's misconception, there's a little button that will pop up underneath that will ask if you want additional tickets.
Oh, okay.
So
okay, pretty cool. So we're going to give away two tickets right now for
Friday night.
For Friday night, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? We could just shoot the works, right?
Yeah.
And then look at that. You got the phone ringing already. Somebody wants a $200 value. All right.
It's a great date night. We got people coming there for their anniversaries and different things like that that we will announce.
Why not? You know what I mean? All right, we're going to take a short break, and I'll get to the phone in just a moment, and we'll get your name, and you can pick up those tickets at the United Way office on Lake Havasu Avenue. We've got Debbie Pennington in the house. She is the president and CEO of the River Cities United Way here in Lake Havasu City. I'm Paul Lavoy. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
In a little while, I'll still be here without you. You never gave me a reason to doubt you. In a little while, I'll be thinking about you.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. We had a winner. What the heck, Debbie?
Well, she didn't. It's next Friday and Saturday. So if you're calling in for tickets, make sure you're not out of town Friday and Saturday.
The 12th and 13th. If you want to call in while we're live, you can do that, and we'll just take your name. We won't take your number, and we'll just have the tickets for you at the United Way office or at the event. Look at that. Just say it and it comes true.
Right.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yes, tickets.
Tickets!
Yes, who is this?
Cool.
This is for Friday night.
Yep.
Not this Friday.
Next Friday.
Friday the 12th.
Well, I live here and I'm retired, so it makes no difference.
All right, beautiful.
What's your name?
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Is this the VIP tickets or no?
These are the general tickets.
Woo! Talk about hammering.
Of course.
He's hammering you.
And Jack, what's your last name?
Bridges.
Oh, hey, Jack. How's it going?
How are you?
Who's the lucky person you're taking with?
My wonderful wife.
Nice.
You're not taking me? I'm just kidding.
My wonderful wife.
Jack was a KNTR talk star. He was our very first one.
Oh.
Which was a co-host on the first Friday of the month. So, yeah.
Yay, Jack. Yeah. You're going to enjoy a really cool event.
What is the time?
It's from 4 to 8.
4 to 8. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Right.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jack.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Should we give away the second pair? Just for fun?
We should.
Yeah?
We should. Let's go.
Maybe towards the end?
Towards the end.
Towards the end. I don't know. We got to get to those sponsors, by the way. Speak out. There's the phone, though. Let's keep them on the burner here, and we'll let you know that Speak Out brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau. Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane 928-706-2784 or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And by Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community. Located in the Laughlin Town Center, visit Kevin's website at LaughlinNevada.net. Was that genius or what to get that domain name?
That was genius.
LaughlinNevada.net. I think he probably did it in the 90s, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
That's probably when you would have to do it.
We do. We do have another call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hi. Do I get to win tickets?
Sure. I guess when you give away $100 luau tickets, right? They go pretty fast.
Awesome. They go really quick.
This is for Saturday night, November 13th.
Great. That's the day I wanted.
Yay.
Awesome.
Look at you. You waited just in time before you called.
We like Happy United Way.
You waited just in time.
You waited just in time, and we like Happy United Way ticket winners.
What's your name, hon?
My name is Andrea.
Angela?
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. That
makes Andrea. Sense.
Or Andrea.
Neither.
And what's your last name, Andrea?
Stellarine.
I didn't get that. Did you get
Stellarine?
That?
Stellarine.
Okay.
Okay. Two tickets for Saturday. So
perfect.
You can either pick them at the United Way office.
Okay.
Anytime, from today or tomorrow or this whole week or whatever, or if it's more convenient, we'll have them for you at the door when you show up.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you for calling
in.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for listening to Speak Out, by the way. Let's just recap that event. Now that we've given away all the tickets, boy, $400 worth of tickets, folks. That's pretty cool.
That's
and you're
going to really
have
cool.
a really good meal and great entertainment.
And that's courtesy to our board member, our board chair, Craig Wenner, who gave those tickets away because he will be getting married that weekend.
Oh, thanks.
I told him to have a luau wedding, but he already had different plans in the working.
Wouldn't that be quite the special event if you had the Aloha Luau experience and his wedding at the same time?
I would have loved that.
Really?
I would have loved
that. Wow, you have more guts than I do. All right, so again, that's at the Nautical Beachfront Resort. You can still go online to Aloha the Luau Experience page. It's HavasuLuau.com, and Luau is spelled L-U-A-U, by the way. So HavasuLuau.com, and you can buy tickets right there online, either the VIP or the general admission. All supports programs supported by United Way, which are?
Yes. Havasu Community Health Foundation.
Don't look at
we
me
have
like
the
that.
Special Olympics. We have the JVAC, the veterans.
Oh, Jerry United. Ambrose Veterans?
Yep.
Yeah.
We support them. We have any local 501c3 nonprofit. Basically, we support. I mean, even if it's designated donations that come in, all of that money goes back out to the community to help support those things. We support the Lake Havasu High School, and we pay the fees for those that can't pay the fees. We have tutoring. We have our oral health that we go out and do to all the elementary schools that we're gearing up for, and we have our VitaTax service, and we are also looking for volunteers for that.
For the VitaTax service. Yeah. And you know what? It's already November 2nd.
Yeah.
So that's going to come up quicker than you think.
Yeah. So we need to gear up and get people certified and all that good stuff so that they can help out with taxes. But if you're interested in that, again, please give us a call at 928-855-6333.
Right. Perfect. All right. Anything else you want to get out there while you're here about United Way?
Just another shout out to the last of our sponsors. So we got Mills Brother Furniture. Havasu Solar came in with a really big sponsorship. Accurate Measures, they're phenomenal. London Bridge Resort, of course, Cal Sheehy.
Right.
Mitchell Drywall, BBB, Cares First, the Kiwanis, Gear Up Motorsports, and Arizona Coast Properties.
How many people are you expecting out there?
225 per night.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a max on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got the give and take a little bit, but plus our volunteers and all that stuff that are helping put the event together.
That's a big event. Is this all outdoors?
Part of it's inside in the convention center for the dinner, and then the rest of it's outdoors.
Oh, how fun.
All of the performance is outdoors.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Again, it's November 12th and 13th, not this Friday and Saturday, but next Friday and Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Nautical Beachfront Resort. And you still have time to get tickets, $100 general admission or $200 VIP. Do you still have VIP available?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good deal for the VIP because you get VIP parking, fresh flower lays direct from Hawaii, professional photo. Is that right?
Yeah, they're all from Hawaii. And we even on some of the dinner, we have to order in from some of the stuff from Hawaii.
A blue Hawaiian or Mai Tai drink tickets, front of line at buffet, and exclusive poolside reception overlooking the performance or front row seats.
Yes.
I found a great little bar in Waikiki one time right there on Waikiki Boulevard, and it was all peanut shells on the floor and dollar Mai Tais. I'm not even going to say what year it was.
Wow.
It was a long time ago. So.
But if you've never been to a luau, our first one sold out entirely. This year, not only are we adding more fire dancers, but we have fireworks even after the show. So,
well, Kahlua pig roast—that's just enticing right there. So, perfect.
And it's off the chain. Everybody really, really, really loved it the first year around. So, if you haven't been, please come down and enjoy it because it really is a really fun experience.
I should have gave a prize just for you saying off the chain. Like when Groucho Marx was on, say the secret word.
Yep.
Right.
Off the chain.
Off the chain would have been our secret word today had we had one. All right, Debbie Pennington, always great to have you in the studio. And she's the president and CEO of River Cities United Way. We got to get you back in here in a month or so.
Yes.
And I know there's more coming up, and then we'll talk about VITA as well.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Of course, stay with us. Second half of the show, we'll have Sherry Ashford from Havasu Stitchers. And no, it's not a comedy club. It's about a quilt show that's coming up. Who doesn't like a quilt show? Especially if you can buy the quilts, right?
Right.
Handmade stuff like that? Are you kidding me? All right. Back with more in a moment. We're going to go out with some Kamakawikioli, if I remember right. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And congratulations to our winners, Jack and Andrea.
Yep, absolutely. Good job, guys. They will see you at the luau. Unfortunately, I'll be playing on that Saturday night and prepping on Friday night. So we have a gig in the middle of the desert. Seriously. It's like the Desert Bash, only it's for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Oh.
Called the Desert Tromp.
Oh, how cool is that?
Right off exit 2
how
and
fun.
I-40. All right. Stay with us. I'll be right back with
Thank
Sherry.
Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
High above the chimney top, that's where you find me.
All right, the ladies in the studio pick the country music. Sherry Ashford and Susan George from Havasu Stitchers.
Yay!
Yes.
I've been saying all morning that's not a comedy club.
Well, I don't know.
Keeping people in stitches?
Yeah, it could be, though.
Could be. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, also Mojave Community College, GDK, CPA, LLC, SamsGuns.com, my favorite word, differentiated by an apostrophe, Herbs Herbs. Also, Sun Power by Esme Electric, and by the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker, with Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. And don't forget, the county has a job fair tomorrow, and that is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., so we'll be on the air for the first part of it. Roger Galloway told you a lot of information yesterday, and you can start your career with Mojave County with great retirement and employer match contributions. You have medical, dental, vision, life insurance, identity theft protection, which is like a new thing now for a lot of employers. Even on Casino Drive in Laughlin, I've heard of this. But departments with current vacancies include assessor, Superior Court Clerk's Office, Community Services, County Attorney, Developmental Services, Elections, Finance. There's so many. There's like 82 jobs that are open with the county right now. And they just got a dollar an hour raise for next year and another dollar coming in 2023.
Hello.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Kingman at the admin building over on 700 West Beale Street in Kingman. So, perfect. Got it.
Cool.
Have a Sue Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Let's talk about the group first before we actually get into the event that you have coming up.
Yes. So we are absolutely quilters, but not just quilts. We do bags. We do all kinds of things. We help out in the community mostly with our assisted living residents and also with heart-to-heart Faith and Grace for the kids.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, homeless and foster.
Yeah, we've had them in here.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A great cause.
Great.
Yeah.
Groups.
So I'm an odd size when it comes to pants in the length because I'm altitudinally challenged. All right. So, no, seriously, I've been looking for someone to hem, to do hems on.
Oh, have we got the gal for you?
Really?
I do.
Perfect. I need to give you my card
and
later on
it
in the
it.
Show.
You got it.
Awesome. So, all right. So, how many ladies are in this group, or are there men also?
Actually, we have two men that are in the group. We
and
don't
they're
see
charge
them
of the beer or what?
Beer, coffee. You know,
I'm kidding.
If it's a stressful evening, no.
Sure.
The kitchen. The
yes.
Kitchen works.
The but kitchen. There you go.
Kitchen.
Keep the men in the kitchen.
Oh yeah, boy.
This time.
This time. Absolutely.
So how many ladies are involved with
this? So right now we're at 165 members.
Holy moly.
There's a ton of us in town. Yeah. And the majority of that 165 actually live here. You know, it's not a big, huge snowbird thing, but a lot of our wonderful
ladies.
Oh, I see.
They come in from during the winter months.
Our numbers go up.
So in the summer, it's just like most of the service clubs around here, your numbers go down just a little bit.
Exactly. Same thing.
I
same
gotcha.
Thing. Yeah, but we have a whole community outreach group. We work with the different shelters in collecting consumables, you know, for the homeless. They've got to have laundry detergent. So.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we help in all kinds of ways. We help the food bank. Just, I mean, our events, other than this quilt show that's coming up, we don't charge for, but we do ask them to bring food, you know, non-perishables.
How long have you ladies been sewing, and where did you learn from? I'll start with Susan.
I learned from my grandmother.
As a lot of people, I learned from my mother.
Yeah.
They found out I could sew when I worked backstage at one of the casinos.
Oh, there you
so
go.
Anytime curtains got ripped from props, yeah, send Paul, right?
Nice.
Give Paul the needle and thread. Yeah, exactly. So you learned from your grandmother.
I learned from my grandmother. She lived with us for a short time, and she would help me with my class projects and that kind of thing, and she was a wonderful seamstress. She did quilts. I have some of her quilts. They're all done by hand. The quilting, now it's more common to have the quilts quilted by machine, whereas hers is all done by hand.
I have a handmade quilt, my baby quilt.
Yes.
I still have, and it's tucked away airtight, you know.
Make sure it's not in plastic.
It's not in plastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never plastic.
Pillowcase is best.
Oh, okay.
It wants to breathe.
And then seal the pillowcase.
No,
obviously.
Just leave it. Just you can just fold it over.
Just kind of fold it over.
Yeah.
That's great advice, by the way. Why do you not keep them in plastic?
If they're in plastic, they can't breathe. They'll mold. The fabric will deteriorate.
Yep.
Just a number of things. And you can't, a lot of that you can't repair.
Yeah, and that quilt's almost 60 years old. Yeah. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you just spill how old you are?
I said almost.
Okay, there you go.
Mid to late 50s.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I'm proud of it, you know.
Oh, shoot you. But isn't that what the quilts are all about?
Yeah.
Is it? What are quilts all about?
Quilts are all about memories. You know, it's memories, and it's very tactile. Very, very. You know, you're touching that, and suddenly you can smell Graham's perfume or Dad's cigarettes. But, you know, your sense of smell is so intense on remembering things. So.
I was telling Debbie Pennington, our first half-hour guest, that for my 18th birthday, I got a quilt. From my high school sweetheart made me a quilt.
Oh, nice.
Isn't
nice.
That amazing?
Yes.
That is amazing.
It was a really nice quilt, too, by the way. So, yeah,
she must have really liked
and
you.
And it was queen size. Of course she did. What's not to like?
Oh, what's not to like?
So tell me about this quilt show that's coming up. This is a pretty big one, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a big show. You know, we have well over 100 quilts that will be on display. And we have the honor of being the last event honoring the 50 years of the bridge. We came up with a challenge for our group called A River Runs Through It.
Oh.
So what we have, it was up in City Hall for some time, so we have kind of a panorama. So there's probably 30 quilts that are 18 by 36. There's a big bridge quilt that sits in the middle. These 18 challenge quilts, the river, they were given instructions. A river has to come in at 3 inches. It can do whatever it wants, but go out somewhere at 3 inches. So we line them up.
At 3 inches. What do you mean by 3 inches?
If it's 18 inches wide,
okay.
The river, they were each person that participated was given some fabric, so the river is all the same color.
So you can spell a word with the river as long
if
as it
want,
goes
but
out.
It starts coming in.
Somewhere.
Okay.
And it has to be 3 inches because we want it to match up with the one next to
I
it.
I see.
So then you're actually watching the river.
Right.
And then we have it go through the bridge and come out the other side.
Oh, well, how fun. Yeah. And how many quilts will make up that montage, if you will?
Almost 30.
Almost 30.
Holy moly.
Uh-huh.
We had a great participation.
Yeah.
So walk me through the process of making a quilt. Old school from your grandmother. How would she do it? I mean, you obviously have to have the batting, right, for the inside.
You start off, you make the top, and it can be where Grandma would find a pattern, and all of hers were cut with a template.
Mm-hmm.
The fabric was cut with a template and then sewn together, and then she would put those blocks that she made together to make the complete quilt.
Was that sewn by hand?
Some of it was. Okay. Some of it was machine. It depended on what her pattern was, type thing. Then she would press that, and she would put that on top of batting, and that would be on top of the backing.
Okay.
And then she would put it in a hoop, a very, very, very large embroidery hoop.
But sounds like it.
But it's thicker and it's deeper.
Okay.
And then she would quilt it by hand. And then she would, when she finished that spot, she would move.
And this takes forever.
Sounds like each quilt is very personal and a masterpiece all in the same.
One of the greatest differences in what we do today as opposed to what Grandma did is that mine are of a pattern, and I go by the fabric for what I want to make. All of Grandma's are from what she had in her stash.
So there was reused.
Well, it's all of our clothes.
It was my clothes.
Oh, sure.
There were things. The quilt I have from her.
We're talking about the Depression, too, more than likely,
well,
right?
Oh, no.
Not that far back. No,
my mom was the Depression.
So was my father.
My mother, too, but mine wasn't from the Depression. The one that she made for me. I'm not from the Depression.
No, I'm just saying they reused.
They reused a lot.
Yeah.
They used the sacks.
Yeah, flower sacks.
Flower sacks, that kind of thing. But Grandma's were pieces, and I can go back and see dresses that she had made for my sister and I.
Wow.
I think that's my favorite part.
And I can go and say, oh, I remember that dress. And whereas today, I may have a scrap one, but it's from leftover from fabric of a previous quilt that I bought for a purpose.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest difference.
Yeah. I make quilts for folks, and these days I'm making T-shirt quilts from their kids' baseball days. I just recently did a quilt for a woman whose husband recently passed away, and it's all his Hawaiian shirts. So, wow. You know, it's all about memories.
That's very personal.
Very personal.
Yeah. So how long will you have worked on a quilt that you will enter in the show?
All year.
Is that something you plan, like the show's over, okay, let's plan for next year?
I've already got mine all staged, so I know
what.
What
does that mean?
I've figured out what it is. I've got my pattern. I've got all the fabrics. And so it's sitting there just saying, okay, Sherry, the next quilt show's in 2 years, so that's how long you've got.
Whew, that's a lot of spare time, isn't it?
You have to have the time to be able to put that together and then a lot enough time for the quilter to get it quilted, because at the last minute she's doing everyone that has waited.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
You know, so.
I had a gal say to me, she goes, I thought I could get my quilt in a couple of days. The quilt show's on. I said, no, you're past the deadline. the quilt show's actually live on Thursday evening. I said, so.
That's this Thursday.
Yeah, we're doing a preview party this Thursday evening. And then the quilt show is Friday and Saturday.
Well, now you just brought up a really good point, because everybody nowadays, even older people, are conditioned to instant gratification.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, I could get a quarter pounder with cheese in 15 minutes. Why can't I get a quilt?
I know. It's wild.
Right.
I mean, believe it or not, we have 21 quilters. Now, when I say quilters, they're the long armers, you know, not the piecers.
The machines.
But there's 21 of them, and every single one of them are easily anywhere from 3 to 6 months out. So there's no instant gratification in this game. You got to be patient.
Oh, no doubt about it. So tell me about the show itself. It starts Thursday.
So Thursday night is when we have the big hoopla. The mayor will be there, the senators and all the councilmen. Hannah Rangel with the museum is awarding the challenge. So she'll be pinning the ribbon for that. So we have everybody putting the ribbons on their favorite quilts. And the mayor does the proclamation, that whole thing. And then it's only a few hours.
You're talking about first, second, third prize ribbons?
No, this is actually,
those kind of ribbons?
We call them dignitary ribbons.
Oh.
So we are doing the Heroes Awards this year.
I see.
We have a representative from the nurses, the police, the fire department, and the sheriffs that will all be pinning a ribbon to a quilt. Then we call them our dignitaries, you know, the city councilmen and all of those guys, and Sonny Borelli and Leo and Regina Cobb, they're all going to pin their ribbons.
I was thinking of the ribbons like in my baby quilt. There's ribbons in the quilt itself. It's a gold satin quilt.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll have to bring it in
Not
sometime.
Not easy to work on either.
Ooh. No, it's like from the early 60s.
Beautiful.
So yeah, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
It really
but
is.
The first, second, third place, best of show kind of stuff, that happens at the end on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, because the show shuts down at 4, so around 3 o'clock, you know.
Is this at the Aquatic Center?
At the Aquatic Center, yeah.
And what's the admission to get in?
$8 for both. $8 gets you both days.
Is there a discount for kids?
They're free.
Oh, kids are free.
Kids are free.
So if I say I'm a kid at heart, I can get in free?
No, Paul.
We're talking 12 and under then?
Yeah, we're talking 12 and under.
Okay, kids 12 and under free.
Yes.
Adults and teenagers, $8.
Yeah, 2 days. That'll give you both
for
days.
For both days?
Yeah, and we have.
Nice deal.
I believe we have 23 vendors that will
yes.
be selling their wares.
What are the wares that they would
so,
be selling?
Gosh, everything.
We have fabric. We have sewing machines. We have
Pampered Chef.
See, to you, that stuff's very familiar. But to me, I would go through and go, wow, what's this for?
Yeah.
You know, other than the needle and thread.
Exactly. Yeah, right. We have a metal arts. We have some crafty kind of people. A lot of fabric, like Susan said.
Well, you're all crafty if you ask me.
We love being crafty.
If you're even planning a quilt, you have to be crafty.
You have to have a vision, right?
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It really does.
We have a wonderful event that we do pretty much every hour. And we have a woman who has, I don't think there isn't anything she doesn't know about quilts, and she does what we call a bed turning. So it's somewhere you come up and you sit down and you listen to the, she talks about all these antique quilts, where they came from, what their story is, and she does that every hour. It's so cool.
How old are the antiques?
Pretty much.
Some, they run the gamut.
Yeah,
they can be, they can.
Our oldest one this year, I think, is 180 years old.
Holy moly.
No, I mean old.
Wow.
Yeah. But
is that
she,
locally?
Yeah.
Somebody that has it locally?
Yeah.
They,
wow.
Yeah, they have it. It was probably brought here with them when they moved here, but.
Yeah.
From the wagon train era?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. I'm kidding.
Well, War, I think Civil War, maybe?
Yeah,
really?
Probably Civil War. I think the nice. Youngest quilt is like only is 50, 60 years old, somewhere in there.
So if you were to take something like that, I'm a big Antiques Roadshow fan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you were to take something, is there a value to that, or is it all sentimental value?
There can be a value.
Depending. Have, like if depending, it was Ulysses it, S. Grant,
yeah,
well, it
yeah.
would
right.
obviously have a value.
Yes. Right.
And you have to have the provenance, but there are quilts that are from a historical era.
Sure.
And the fabric may be something that we can't get, or
Civil War.
Civil War is
yeah.
one.
Non-reproduction.
Are there fabrics now that are outdated?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Really?
We call them
one
and
done.
Can you
give me an example?
Well, a lot. Well, your original Civil War fabrics you cannot get. But
those are probably made on a loom and everything, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Or out of flour sacks, I mean.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. A lot of things have gone retro now. You can get your retro 30s or your Civil War or what have you, but to actually find something that is
sure.
made from fabrics then.
And the listeners might be laughing about flour sacks, but seriously, there is a Ken Burns film called The Dust Bowl.
Yes.
And there were children in
yes.
that documentary that they showed pictures of that their mothers sewed their clothes out of flour sacks.
Yes. And they're beautiful.
They really are.
They're beautiful.
They really are.
Yeah.
But like you said, they're obsolete now.
Yeah. Obsolete. Man. Cannot be found. So, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Can you still find, I'm sorry to cut you
no.
off, can you still find fabrics made in America? A little tough?
You might have to look.
Well, I'll tell you, I owned a quilt shop, and I tried really, really hard. The best I could do was get fabrics out of the South Pacific. Not America, but not China.
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, it's pretty tough.
Okay, let's recap it one more time. Starts this Thursday.
Aquatic Center.
Mm-hmm. Relics and Rods Room.
Relics and Rods Room.
Where
from
else?
9 to 4. Yeah, where else, right? 9
on
to
Friday,
4.
On Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. We are hosting what we are calling the preview party.
Right.
Which is this Thursday night, and that's from 5 to 8. That is $20 for admission. You get food.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. How can people that are listening to this and they're really interested in joining a quilting bee, is that right?
Group.
Group? It's not a bee anymore?
Guild. A quilting bee is probably defined as if she and I were in a group,
a small group
of six or eight.
So we'll call that a quilting hive.
That's a hive. Yeah, there you go.
So how can people join if they're interested? In this
yes.
activity.
So our meetings are the second Thursday of every month. They start at 6 o'clock at the Quality Inn in the Havasu Room.
Oh, wonderful. And the phone number?
No, we have a website.
Okay.
It's HavasuStitchers.com.
HavasuStitchers.com. Perfect.
Yes.
STITCHERS.com.
Yes.
I spelled it wrong on my notes.
Oh, great.
TCH. All right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here. Great, great job, by the way. Sherry Ashford, never at a loss for words. And you brought in somebody who's just like you.
I know, isn't she? Wait.
What?
You didn't tell them who you are.
Susan George.
I'm Lula Mae Simplicity Dritz.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
She is our drop-in traveler.
Uh-huh.
So Lula Mae drops in every now and again at our meetings. Talking about her latest quilting exploits.
Ah.
Yes, add a little humor. She's.
And that's her alter ego or what?
That's her alter ego.
Nice.
You want to see the way she dresses?
All right, we're running out of time. We got to go. And thanks again to the Havasu Stitchers for being here. Sherry Ashford and Susan George. Great job. All right.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Back with more in a moment. Here's some Luke Combs. I'm Paul LaVoy.
Great offers on expert care. We offer certified service at Bradley Chevrolet. Hi, this is Arnold. Need tires? We're now offering up to $200 rebate on most brand name tires. Plus, we offer a price match guarantee. There's never been a better time to get tires. Come down now and see Diane, Ricky, or Chad for a free alignment inspection. Bradley Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for your vehicle services. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, welcome back. I'm Paul LaVoy, and we still have tickets to A Salute to American Veterans at the Auction Pavilion in Phoenix. That's this Saturday, 5 p.m., headlined by Aaron Lewis and Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry. So give me a call right after the show, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, if you want those tickets. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.